Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Hey, Lonnie, it's good to have you back here on the show. Always a pleasure to see you. We're talking about something a little unusual today.
Oh,
is that safe to say?
It's very safe to say. This show, Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, being produced currently by 12 Piers Theater. I read the director's notes by Vince Ventura, and he said that this play defies explanation.
Well, yeah.
And I have to agree with him.
So then how are you going to explain it?
I'm going to give it my best.
Well, I am looking forward to hearing this.
Yes, okay. Just as a kind of a description, I will say it's a bizarre, clever, dark comedy.
Okay.
It is really weird. However, weird in a good way. Do you know what I mean? It's not a bad weird. It's just so surprising and so different. It takes place in a post-electric, basically post-apocalyptic
Okay,
time.
So no electricity. The
right.
Apocalypse has happened and there is no electricity.
Meltdowns in all the nuclear plants.
Okay.
No more electricity.
All right.
And lots of radioactivity. So it kind of addresses how people have this instinct that they want to tell stories, whether it's their story or other stories. And this group of characters that we meet just happens to be telling the story of a Bart Simpson episode called Cape Fear, based on the movie Cape Fear.
There are many layers.
Yes, there really are.
Okay.
And
so do you have to know The Simpsons in order to get this?
No, you don't, because I never really watched The Simpsons. However,
well, yeah, I was going to say, and here we send you to this.
Yeah.
So you're like, what the?
But I know about Cape Fear, and
okay.
Because I saw it.
So you had one out of three, or two out of three.
And
ain't bad.
Obviously, The Simpsons episode referred back to Cape Fear, and since I knew Cape Fear, all the little connections to it and the one scene, the scenery was just took me back, because I remember Cape Fear is one of the movies that frightened me most in my entire life, and it all came back to me. It really was scary. But
yeah.
Basically, these people tell their stories through theater, and there's three acts, and each act is as time passes by, and the last act shows how theater has evolved from after the apocalypse till the end. And one of the biggest surprises and most pleasant surprises to me with this was the music. Mm. The singing and the voices. Now the music, the lyrics were all written by Anne Washburn, the playwright.
Mm.
And they were kind of remakes of Britney Spears and, oh my gosh, Matt Henderson as Britney Spears, pretty funny. But some of them were like Gregorian chants. Some of them were like chorales. It was just
everything
over the top.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.